How you doing? Sports Talk with Three Super Guys is live this week with all three super guys. But we're changing up this week, and we brought in a smart girl to smarten us up this week. We have Liz Loza. How you guys doing?
Doing pretty good.
Great.
I'm doing better than my Chargers.
He's been demoted.
All right. I'll try to do a little Liz Loza introduction to my guest, Liz Loza. Some people may know her from her appearances on 24, Monk, Robot Chicken, Criminal Minds, or Scandal. But since this is a sports show, and our audience may be more interested in her sports side, she hosts her own podcast with John Evans called The X's and Y's, a His and Her Guide to Fantasy Football. And this year, she took her love of diving deep to find the sleepers nobody has ever heard of to Yahoo Sports. She's like Scott Chandler way before it became cool to like Scott Chandler. Though is it? She's Liz Loza, the Fantasy Football Girl.
Wow, thank you, Mike. That was pretty awesome.
Good job, Mike.
And I do. Unfortunately, I had a bold prediction last week that Scott Chandler would score, which really just puts a period on my love for him. It's always just a little bit off. Can't quit him, though.
I gave up on my fantasy team, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. It's just curled up like a dead snail in the back of my mind.
You shouldn't do that because you never know. Like, that's the worst thing in the world to do. And I'll tell you why. Because I was, like, in the basement in a league, and now all of the teams who are winning are hitting all of these injuries, and I've just been stockpiling losers who are now looking pretty good. Like, Antonio Andrews, Buck Allen, and Eddie Lacy is, like, a pretty solid backfield to roll out. So never know when the tides can turn.
So in other words, your team is comprised of like Raiders and Chargers and a bunch of those players.
Is this coming from the Chargers fan?
No, that's the Chiefs fan.
Oh, the Chiefs fan. Right. I don't know why you're so upset though. Like,
your team's on a roll.
Yeah. Alex Smith is completing 10-yard passes left and right. Like,
yeah, that's exactly what I want my quarterback to be known for.
No, he had a 13-yarder against the Chargers.
Oh, yeah, even better.
So you still think there's hope? Like, if I have a crappy team that, like, maybe I've had some injuries, I should just dive into the pool of what's available in the lonely losers.
Well, speaking of injuries.
Oh, someone's got a segue. What's up?
So if you had to pick up a running back for this week, who is your recommendation for a running back?
Oh, if I had to pick one up, so one that is not wholly owned, I would say, sure, guys. Well, I think Buck Allen was obviously the waiver wire get this past processing, you know, as of like most leagues process, will process on Wednesday morning. I guess it is Tuesday, that's right. So I'd put a claim in for him. I think Alfred Blue, who generally sucks, I think my like senior dachshund could run a faster 40 than that guy at this point, is a guy to stream this week, though, because he's got New Orleans, and while they're certainly better against the run than they are the pass, with DeAndre Hopkins, you know, you're definitely going to assume that they'll take a lead and rely on the run there. To beat out the clock. And like last week, you saw a lot of touches, and I guess that could be, you could say, I think he had 20-something touches in week 11, and maybe that was the Houston staff trying to hide T.J. Yates, but we can't pretend like Brian Hoyer is some amazing talent upgrade on Yates. So I think Alfred Blue is a nice stream. I also think Ronnie Hillman, who's owned in like under 50% of Yahoo leagues, is someone that doesn't get much love. I think now that this is Kubiak's offense and not Peyton Manning's offense, teams are they're going to rely on the run and do so more effectively because, you know, defenses were daring Manning to throw deep and he just didn't have that ability. And I think they're giving at least immediately Osweiler more respect in that regard to challenge defenses deep and throw the ball. He does have New England this week and they've been pretty good against the run, but I really feel like New England could get its first loss this week, and I know that that's, you know, some people think that might be a little bit crazy.
Blasphemy.
Oh. Wow.
I kind of dig the Pats. Like, I'm going to be honest. I like a team that can just rebound every time something goes wrong. Like,
I don't think that's called rebounding. I think that's called cheating somewhere in there.
I actually don't think that they've cheated. They're just good. And so when they do something that gives them an advantage, they're called out on it. But nobody went crazy when the Browns were texting from the sidelines or when Atlanta was pumping in fake noise because they suck. So, like, their cheating didn't work. So we all turned a blind eye.
But we feel bad for the Browns.
Yeah.
I think the Browns are just irrelevant,
you know?
I think Liz has just raised our ratings now with Patriots fans everywhere. Like, oh, I can finally listen to these stupid guys.
Because usually they disown us.
Well, it is. Danny Amendola is not expected to play this week, though he is. I think it's 1 to 2 weeks is the expectation for him to return from the knee injury based on the MRI results from today. So that could potentially mean more James White. I don't like fantasy analysts who say, well, you just can't count on that backfield. I think our job is to look at the matchup and say, like, well, I'm going to give my best shot at a game script. And so I think that, you know, again, if you're desperate, if you're looking at guys like Alfred Blue and whoever else I mentioned, Ronnie Hillman's obviously better than Blue, then I think that James White is in that flex/RB3 conversation, especially in PPR leagues.
Well, I'm definitely going to be looking and listening to this section of the podcast again.
You're not writing it down?
Well, I started to, but then she lost me at Buck Allen.
She lost you when she said she liked the Patriots, and then he started tuning him out because he's like, oh, no, Patriots. Like,
I just can't trust that
media. Well, where are you from, Matthew? Are you like some sort of Southie Mass kind of guy? Like, what's your ish with the Patriots? I mean,
no,
he's a long-suffering Colts fan.
Yeah, very long-suffering.
Oh, God. You're just bitter this year.
What? No, there's no bitterness.
I'm sorry, we're 5-5. Well,
he's bitter every year.
Out of all our podcasts now, he's been bitter for 2 whole years.
Not quite. But, you know, there's better years than others.
Are you from Indianapolis?
Not originally.
And yet you choose to rep the Colts.
I've lived here...
The show isn't named Three Stupid Guys for no reason.
Hey, who's the Canadian living in North Carolina?
Somebody who likes low property costs. I'm a fan of that guy. Who is that guy? That's the Chargers fan living in Atlanta. I'm sorry, living in Carolina via Toronto.
There's two of us from living in North Carolina. The Kansas City Chiefs fan and the Charger fan.
Dude!
And I came from San Diego. He's a Kansas City fan who never lived in Kansas City.
We just don't even understand him.
So, like, let's back this up. There's a big difference between Toronto to North Carolina and Montreal to North Carolina. Canadians don't claim Toronto at all.
Oh.
I've never been to Canada, but Toronto does look awesome.
Yeah, well, Montreal is, like, awesome squared.
What about Vancouver? Because that place supposedly has some fresh sushi.
Vancouver is like the armpit of Canada.
Wow.
Like the Jersey of Canada?
Yeah. Seriously? It all, you know, it's like Seattle. It always rains. It's always blah.
I like Seattle.
But doesn't Toronto have a baseball team and Montreal doesn't? Wait, I'm sorry, too soon?
Look, it's my birthday week, all right? That's a little too soon. You're twisting the knife.
Well, I should be quiet because my team's soon to be leaving. So
to Los Angeles, where I live.
You guys don't want the Chargers, do you?
No, actually, I want the Rams.
See, that's who should go back. I've been saying that all year.
Yeah. I want the Rams because I like the throwback uniforms. And also, I just don't want – I kind of want Philip Rivers, his bolo tie, and his 7 or 8 children to try to afford living in this city.
8 children.
On his salary.
He has 8 children now.
Cool. What's public school like for you, Rivers? Where's your kid going?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, he didn't want to move to L.A. He doesn't want to move there.
No, it totally confronts all of his amazing values.
Yeah.
Yeah, like keeping your wife pregnant and barefoot.
I think he can afford to buy her shoes.
That's just awesome. See, if one of us was to say that, like, everyone would be like, you're not supposed to say stuff like that, but it's cool having a chick on here because she can get away with saying
chick.
It.
You can say chick.
Right. I was just thinking, yeah. Like, you can say chick. Cool.
Yeah.
What's up, white guy?
Matt sometimes cries like a chick over, you know, the 2 bad years of suffering that he's had.
Come on, really?
Poor Matt. Matt, you kind of look like that guy on that HBO show who's out dating all the time.
I think it's called The Creepy Dude.
He was on The Friends, the British Friends, I think.
Okay. I'll look into that.
What HBO show?
The Wire.
No, it's not The Wire. Mike, you watch a lot of television. You know which one I mean.
Jack, if you remember that show, like The Flashback or something like that, it was on ABC a couple years ago. I think that's the show she's talking about. The
ABC show.
Tales of the Gold Monkey.
Flash forward. The British guy. He was in. I think he was in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yes. He was on the robot show, the human robot show.
Okay.
You know, the guy
C-3PO?
The guy that plays Dr. McCoy in the new Star Trek movies.
Hello, ladies. That's it. Hello, ladies. You look like the guy from Hello, Ladies.
Hello, ladies. Okay.
I was say almost human, so I guess we're close.
Just as long as you didn't say he looked like Trapper John or Hawkeye, we're okay.
It is Stephen Merchant.
Yes, Stephen Merchant.
There
ding,
you
ding,
go.
Ding.
Yes. Hey, I was going to ask you a question. Since Poe scored a touchdown this week against the Chargers, can we now put him in as not only a nose tackle, but can we make him a running back?
Just like J.J. Watt.
I think that was – I actually felt like that was not fair because Refrigerator Perry's listed weight was clearly much lower than his actual weight, and he ran one in, so Poe gets the record as being the, like, fattest guy to score a touchdown or something. And – it's not true. But no, I don't think that you can sub Poe in as a running back. But it is evidence of the fact that Andy Reid doesn't like to put the ball in the air for more than 10 yards. And neither does his quarterback.
But he didn't have to. He's playing a defense that can't stop the run.
Right, but even when he doesn't, he still gives... I mean, isn't that truly an amazing thing about the Chiefs' offense? Because, like, Jamaal Charles goes down and you're like, oh, no. And then Charcandrick West, like, toasts Denver... the best defense in the league, just like, boom, 2 touchdowns, 1 via the air, 1 on the ground, no NBD, and then that guy goes down, and there's this, like, what, 6th-round pick from 2013 that the Seahawks flipped, or let go of, and he Spencer Ware all of a sudden is, like, gets 2 at the goal line, and he's making things happen. It's amazing to me that no matter what, Andy Reid can just throw in a running back, and it works. The rest of his offense, not so much.
New Belichick.
I kind of like this positive talk about the Chiefs here, by the way. So usually it's the other way around. Like, you know, it's usually like week 6, Chiefs are out of it, Colts are out of it, Chargers are out of it, Dolphins were never in it, and we're all like...
Yeah, by the way, Mike, you should be, excuse me, very disappointed. I'm disappointed. I thought the Dolphins were going to the Super Bowl. I totally bought into the Chip Kelly, Bill Lazor coaching tree nonsense.
Whoa.
I'm more disappointed.
In?
I totally bought in. I was like, yep, they are going to make Ryan, they're going to make Tannehill, this is a quarter-proof offense. They've made all of these changes. I believe in Bill Lazor. See, no, don't take my advice. What the hell do I know? Nothing,
hey,
clearly.
Hey,
I
think there's a guy that wants to sell you stock in that. His name's Jack.
Three of us picked the Dolphins to win the AFC East this year.
I didn't.
Said, one of them said his son should bet his mortgage on his house.
Bet everything, because I was listening to some guy driving up to Washington, and the guy said, bet your house, bet everything on the Dolphins winning the Super Bowl. He said the Patriots won't even make the playoffs.
Was he on his way to Washington State or D.C.?
D.C.
Colleen dodged a bullet there.
Yeah,
so.
But bet it all. They can still get in the wild card, can't they? They can still squeeze in there.
Oh, I think so, because the Bills lost on Monday night, so there's some room. But I am really surprised at their collapse, though I think Cameron Wake getting hurt, obviously. I do think they were surging. The problem with this whole team is that there doesn't seem to be a heart to it. And I buy into, like, the whole leadership heart of a team theory. Although the past 2 weeks in a row, Ndamukong Suh has finally stepped up. So it'll be interesting. I don't think they're making the playoffs, and certainly not going to the Super Bowl.
Did you
but I do
up or stepped on somebody?
That's what, dude, I'm a Bears fan. I have watched many an NFC North / Ndamukong Suh cheat fest. So I'm well aware of his genteel behavior.
I'm just glad he's not stopping on Tannehill's neck. He's on our team. He's stopping on the team's neck.
I thought you'd want him to do that.
Yeah, Tom Brady's neck.
No, Tannehill.
Who's behind Tannehill? Is it still Matt? Matt Moore. Yeah.
So yeah, he's not getting in anytime soon. Considering Tannehill still has a $100 million contract.
And a really hot wife.
With guns.
Wait, she owns assault weapons or she has muscles?
No, she one time last year she rented a car and left an assault rifle in the back seat.
Oh, that's right.
An AK-47 assault rifle that she was hunting for the weekend.
How do you do that?
Okay, well.
You just have like...
Yeah, how do you forget to leave that? Like, oh, I forgot. Like, I mean, it's not just like, I don't know, some oranges or like groceries.
I love that it was citrus because she's in South Florida.
We are the Sunshine State.
Anyway. Oh, I forgot my oranges, as if those aren't... As if I can't just pick one from my backyard. My oranges, they're on the front seat. Silly me. Next to my AK, whatever.
What state is the grapefruit state?
Texas.
Huh. Texas is the grapefruit state?
I'm guessing. I think so.
Well, you've already laid a whole line of facts at this point. We're this gullible, we would believe anything.
Yeah.
I think it is Texas.
If you had said Alaska, we probably would have doubted you, but still a little bit believable.
Wolf jerky. That's what they're into there.
Correct. Liz Lewis is correct. Texas is a grapefruit state.
Really? No way.
Wow.
That's somebody knows something without having to look it up.
I never would have guessed Texas.
Boy, we really are stupid guys, aren't we?
Yeah. We have our moments.
All right, guys, ask the intelligence, and then I gotta go.
Putting her on the show, our intelligence has just gone up.
You're not gonna stay around for our picks? I thought you were gonna make our picks.
No,
with us.
I told Mike I had 15 minutes, so he got me for 20.
I said 5 minutes, and you're already way over the 5 minutes.
So do your picks or something. I've got like, let's go.
Ask your question. Russ.
Yes. What?
Ask Hello, ladies is so cute. You're growing on me, Matthew.
Come on, Russ. You want to ask your favorite type of cheese or your favorite hamburger?
I don't eat meat, so.
Yes. Well, so if you were, like, putting cheese on something, what is your absolute favorite type of cheese?
Yeah. Cheese question.
Favorite type of cheese. I mean,
and just so you know, I have my mozzarella cheese here ready to open and roll with it.
So you can keep your mozzarella because that is as Canadian as it gets. I prefer
I think that was a compliment, so thanks.
No, it wasn't. It's like a vanilla joke, like great. Mozzarella is pretty. But I would say I like a salty Gouda or a feta with some olives. Mm. I like those two.
See, I like feta's my favorite cheese because I'm Greek, so it's my favorite cheese.
Yeah. That's so I like feta because it's great in salads. And I'm not Greek, but yes. I can get down with lots of feta.
I have a football question to get off topic here. Melvin Gordon of the Chargers. I don't know how many people own him. I have him on my bench. Should I start him this week against Jacksonville?
No.
You don't think he's going to break out and get 30 yards?
Not against Jacksonville. Jacksonville's actually been pretty good at shutting down the run.
Well, that's good news. All right, he stays on my bench.
Yeah, I think the problem with Melvin Gordon isn't necessarily a talent problem, but a fit problem. And I think the Chargers' offensive line hasn't done him and his style of play any favors. And they are getting him more involved in the passing game, so that's a plus. It's, you know, he hasn't scored yet this season. I don't think it happens this week. I'd be surprised if he doesn't get at least one goal line tumble before the end of the season. But, you know, he's a fine grab in keeper leagues, but he's not like an RB1 or RB2 for me. He's out of my top 24, I'd say, in All right. this week.
Well, thanks. He'll stay on my bench.
Okay.
All right, I have a question. Who's the worst quarterback you've ever interviewed at a red carpet event?
Russell Wilson.
Why is that?
Oh, God, he's a robot. He's just dead behind the eyes. Total robot. Fed all of his information. Like, the minute he sees the red light on the camera go on, he comes to life. He's definitely like a Decepticon.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah, I could see that. Hey, so Ed in our YouTube chat wants to know if you can be his FanDuel advice chick.
I can't because I work for Yahoo.
Oh, see, there you go.
There you go. Sorry, Ed.
And then my question would be, as a vegetarian, what do you do for Thanksgiving? Because you know, turkey, supplement, what have you?
Oh, well, I do eat fish, so I guess I'm not a full-on vegetarian. But I usually don't explain all that because, whatever.
Sure.
So I'll probably have salmon.
Oh,
or.
Okay.
Also, I really like, and my friend Chris makes this for me. He has barbecues frequently, and he often makes me these delicious marinated portobello mushrooms. So I sub that in frequently.
Nice. One last football question, though. Who was your biggest disappointment in fantasy football this year? What player do you think was going to just be amazing, and he just turned out to be a dud?
Scott Chandler.
No, I did not draft. I have zero shares of Scott Chandler. Just in my heart, do I own him? It's creepy. So I would say Ryan Tannehill for me is a big bust, as we mentioned before. Sam Bradford, I had some optimism about, a considerable amount of optimism. And Eddie Lacy has also been, up until this past week. Those are three guys who busted pretty hard for me. And really, I didn't see it coming. Like, Mike Evans, I wasn't totally high on for various number of reasons. And Travis Kelce, I liked a lot, but I felt like, there's obvious red flags there. Obviously, Russ is aware of those. But the ones that totally blindsided me were Tannehill and Bradford and the whole system collapse of those offenses.
What about Peyton Manning before he got hurt? Did you think his stats were pretty just moderate compared to other quarterbacks?
No, I actually wasn't high on Peyton coming into the season, and I was telling people to sit him as early as week two. Unfortunately, people did that against your team, the Chiefs, and he magnificently engineered three touchdowns, and everyone told me I was crazy. But I just felt like it's the same reason, and Mike will tell you this, that nobody was higher on Steve Smith than I was last year. Not even heading into this year. But for the same reason that I told people to sell high on him early in the season this year is the reason that I didn't have faith in Manning last year or heading into this year after seeing how his body deteriorated during the back half of the season and noting his age, like the wear and tear of the season. I don't think we understand how debilitating it is. Mm-hmm. And so at that age, it's just like even now, like when you go out in rage, I see Mike all over Instagram going to these shows, drinking these fancy beers. Like, I imagine that in the morning, you don't have the same giddy up as you did maybe 5 years ago. So
the next morning, I try to yell Omaha, it doesn't go as loud. So I'm like, Omaha.
Yeah, and then when your back tries to do it, nobody bites because they're like, you're not Peyton Manning. We aren't buying it.
Great. All right.
Is that Matthew, did you have one more? Matthew, I felt like... Matt. I have a little crush on Matt now. I feel like, can you guys just leave us alone to talk about glasses in Indianapolis? Maybe the Jackson 5? Have you been to their house?
Matt, you're awful rude. Matt.
That's cool. I see you have a wedding band. Congratulations, blah, blah, blah. Let's keep flirting.
Okay. All right. Nice. No, I was going to say, my wife's vegetarian, and... I've been half vegetarian for a while, and anyway, we do the field roast. I don't know if you've ever tried that, but it's pretty delicious. It has stuff.
Not into it anymore, Matthew. Sorry.
Okay.
What do the two of you do together? Is it wonderful?
It's delightful.
Do you hold hands and talk about your eternal love?
No, not quite often enough. Anyway.
Anyway.
You know, Matt's back for the rest of the night. He's just
Now, you do realize that I do have the Colts beating the Bears in the Super Bowl. So that's the painting in the background. That's mine. So.
Oh, you do know she is a Bears fan.
Yeah, I know.
That's,
rubbing it in
that's
here.
Why I think you said it.
Right. Well, I don't know.
We will always have the Devin Hester return touchdown. And that moment, for that moment, I thought Rex Grossman could have a ring.
You do know that.
It was in the rain. It was in the rain. Anything could go in that Super
Bowl. Yeah. The only time Peyton Manning didn't choke was against Rex Grossman and the Bears. So.
You know, that was the Chargers Super Bowl. That should have been theirs. But
he never lets me forget that.
That was the year. But I'll go cry later.
Okay, guys. this has been great. Matt and his wife are very happy together. We discovered that. They roast root vegetables together in the food. Fantastic. Happy Thanksgiving.
You're actually giving roasting vegetables a whole new level of interest for me now. So I'm like, hey.
Very crispy.
Yeah. How can this happen? So I guess only in the southern states can you get away with that, because you know. You know, once you get up here, it's too cold to roast nude. So,
I'll take your word for it.
The bar has been raised by Liz Loza. Nobody will ever top you. Hopefully, John Evans can
top
you next
week. Not Matthew, that's for sure.
We'll see if John Evans can top you next week.
Okay.
Thanks for joining
us. Thanks so much, guys. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I appreciate the fun.
Thanks a lot, Liz.
Bye.
Well, Matt, are you going to be able to finish the show tonight?
I don't know. I just hope some of that warm congeniality rubs off on my picks this week. So.
All right. So you just want to go into the picks now? Do you need a moment?
Are
you
go okay?
Do you need a shower or anything? Okay, all
just
right.
Cool. Yep.
Do you need a bathroom break, hand check, something like that?
Cheese slice.
Yeah.
Russ is the single guy here. We need to hook you up, Russ.
Do you need to grab a cheese stick or anything, Matt?
Hey, you know what? Like, I thought that was the whole reason why our ratings were going up, was because it's like a classified ads kind of thing. But I guess we'll just have to go back to Craigslist.
Well, we forgot to give. Did she give all our information? You gave it in the beginning, right, Mike?
A little bit. You can search for her on like X's and Y's football, or you can look for her on Yahoo Fantasy Football. She works for Yahoo Sports now.
Okay. All right. Because she knows her stuff.
A lot more than we do.
I'm like the rest of the guys on the show. All right, so last week we had Russ has now squeaked into first place for the season. He's got 100 total wins. He had 8 correct last week. Mike dropping like a ton of bricks, dropping like a Tannehill. He's at 98. He had 6 right. Matt moving up. Matt, I think that's why people are hitting on you, Matt. You're up at 97 now and 10 wins.
That winning and man I'm, confidence, I'm telling you.
I'm now still in last with 9 picks and 88 for the total year. So
you had a pretty good week, though.
I did have something better than 7, so that was pretty, exciting.
And Mike had a crappy week, so that helped all of us.
Yeah, so I'm not out of it yet, but once we get to the playoffs, my teams are terrible. So anyway, so let's start.
I was too focused on bringing a good guest to the podcast, like Liz Loza.
Good job.
I didn't even worry about my football picks.
That was excellent. Yeah. That was perfect.
You know what we should have asked her? We should have asked her for her lock of the week, like the one pick that she is 100% on.
Well, that's good you came up with that now, but you wanted to ask her about cheese.
I did. You know, I mean, you know, before I even consider if she's like a potential, you know, anything, I got to know what kind of cheese she likes. So, you know.
Well, she's vegetarian, so you already lost that, you know, there.
You know. That's all right.
Yeah, I can see you and her going to cookout together. I'll have 3 cheeseburgers, french fries.
I'd have to play. I can play hard to get for a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
You could tell that she was just all over you, Russ. All right, so let's get to these picks.
Let's get to these picks. Thanksgiving picks. Thanksgiving picks. Week. Yeah.
So our first game on this great Thanksgiving weekend or week is the Eagles versus Detroit. Eagles look terrible. Detroit, my team of destiny. I'm taking them. I'm taking Detroit, even though between them and the Chargers, the reason I'm in last place. I'm going Detroit. And there's even Colleen was in the chat. Is she still in the chat?
Nah, she fell asleep.
Okay, well, anyway. So I'm going Detroit.
Russ?
Russ?
D-Town.
D-Town.
Yeah, I'm going to be rooting for Detroit as well. So I don't know. It's just something I like to do on Thanksgiving. Root for Detroit, even if they're not doing so well. But I think they have spirit now, right? I mean, two wins in a row? That Lambeau
two
win?
Two in a row.
So break them up.
And Mike
and Philly's floundering.
Yeah, clean sweep. I'm not risking it here with Chip Kelly, who a coach is going to be fired at the end of the season.
Well,
I'm going to go with Detroit.
I was going to bring that up. I did tweet on Sunday. I said, "Does Chip Kelly Philly fans? Does Chip Kelly lose his job?" And not one Philly fan responded to me. So, you take a vote here. Mike already said he thinks he's going to be fired. Matt, Chip Kelly be. Unless he makes the playoffs. No, if he doesn't make the playoffs, does he get canned?
Yes.
Mike, you still on board?
Oh, yeah, definitely fired.
Russ?
I don't think so.
You think he comes back?
Yeah.
Remember, this was his team. He's the one that made these trades. He had full control, and this team is terrible.
Yeah, it is. But, who out there are you going to replace him with that's any better?
Norv Turner's out there.
Yeah.
Okay. I just think
they owe him too much money, and for what they have right now with some of their injuries, I think they'll give him one more year.
Philly fans are probably the most intense fans in the National Football League. I don't think there's no way if they don't make the playoffs they put up with this guy. After everything he did this season.
I think worse than Philly fans, Boston fans, right?
Well, yeah, but Boston fans are winning now, so...
Yeah, that's true, that's true. Yeah,
they don't have hate
Philly fans. Maybe Miami fans.
No, you're right, Jack.
And don't forget Indy fans with those 2 years of suffering.
Well, it's really only
suck
one.
Suck on a cheesehead.
All right, so clean sweep for the D-Town. Russ is the only one who thinks Chip Kelly comes back next year. And also, Ed thinks Chip will get another year. Ed's crazy. Okay, so next up is Carolina versus the Cowboys. Russ, you're up first.
I'm going to take the Purr Kitties.
Yeah, I think, this is the one game that I think, like, Dallas can just, like, lay, like, just come out and win. But I can't risk it. So I'm sticking with Carolina.
All right, Mike?
I'm going to be totally wrong.
Yeah, it's hard to pick against Carolina when they're favored by 7.5. I'm going to go Carolina. I think they keep the undefeated season going.
Carolina. Cowboys have to win this game. It's they have to win out. I just don't think Carolina's just playing at another level. Cam Newton's playing great right now. Unless they have an off game, I just don't see him losing. So I'm going to go with Carolina.
Don't forget he's dancing pretty good too.
He is dancing well. He's a great dancer. Yeah. Next up is Matt, Chicago versus Green Bay. Green Bay back to their winning ways.
Yep. And, hey, did you guys notice that the whole conspiracy about the McDonald's thing was reversed this week?
Right. So what happened?
At least, okay, so McDonald's aired the commercials of Mike Ditka taking off the Green Bay sweater, and he's wearing the Chicago Bears one. They also show Jerry Rice. He's now sporting the San Francisco jersey,
right,
and he's mowing the lawn and basically tearing up the Cowboys stuff. And they flipped. So Dallas finally won because they were on a losing streak, and of course San Francisco lost. They haven't been good, so that's no surprise there. But Green Bay won finally, and Chicago lost. So I don't know. It just was kind of like a. Okay,
it's all about the McDonald's.
Yeah, That was really my lame corner. Let's bring Liz back on. I think she has probably something better than that.
Hold on a second. You just want to talk to Liz some more.
She's been off air for like 7 minutes, and he's already having withdrawals.
Baby, come back.
Seven minutes of suffering.
All right, I'm picking Green Bay.
All right, Green Bay. Mike.
Yeah, you have to go Green Bay here. I think they're going to roll. And they're favored by 9 points.
All right.
Ooh, that's almost in our...
almost in our pick'em.
The double-digit zone.
I'm going Green Bay. Russ?
Yeah, I'll take Green Bay.
All right.
So next we're making it easy on Thanksgiving for all of us.
So who wins? One of these games won't... There's no way we all win these. No way we all start 3-0. So one of these games is going to lose.
Yeah. Well, no, we just don't want people to keep traffic at home. They won't.
Okay. I'm offering a side bet here.
Okay.
Which team that we picked to win is likely to lose?
Ah. Okay.
And so we pick. I'm trying to think of something because I think we're all going to pick the same team.
My guess would be Detroit.
Hold on a second. I'm not done yet. I'm trying to figure out a way to make this different.
Can I finish? Say,
if I pick Detroit, Russ can't pick the same team I picked. Matt can't pick the same team Russ picks, and then Mike can't pick the same team that.
But there's four of us, and there's three. There's three teams, so we have to double up on one of them.
Yeah, one has to be doubled up. Mike would have to pick the.
I think
opposite. Wait! Mike would have to pick. Mike would have his choice after that.
Okay.
I think Matt wants to double up on Liz.
All right. So.
Would you stop?
He's already gonna have a rough night as it is.
Russ wants
up there, honey. You wanna wake up, honey? You wanna wake? No, I'm kidding.
Russ, make sure we never have a guest again on the show.
Yeah.
Why can't we have nice things, Russ?
Hey Matt, what's your wife's name?
You know what?
I wouldn't tell him.
It's Cindy.
Okay. I would just make sure you get the right name right, okay? Just make sure you that, right?
Liz,
if you have to write it down on your hand when you wake her up and be like,
you know,
hi.
What? I'm ending this conversation and we're getting back to this fun pick on Thanksgiving Day weekend. Right. Everybody's gonna have a good day. Right.
So we understand the rules of this thing. I'm gonna take Detroit.
Wait, can we agree on these rules? Well, you get the first pick.
Well, I'm in last, so what does it matter? I'm hurting Russ because Russ can't pick Detroit. He has now picked between Carolina and Green Bay.
Yeah, but isn't it Mike's pick because he's next in line for whatever we're picking?
It doesn't matter.
Hey, I think it's Mike's pick.
No, Mike brought on the guest. He gets the double pick.
What?
What did you pick, Jack?
It's my birthday. It's my birthday on Friday. That's the ultimate trump card.
Mike has the best advantage. He can pick anybody he wants.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Olivia Munn, right?
Okay, Olivia Munn. So, Russ, who are you picking between Carolina and Green Bay? Which team has the best chance of losing between those?
Green Bay.
Oh.
Aren't all Thursday games up for grabs?
No.
What? No.
I'm fine with Carolina.
So Matt can now take Carolina or Detroit.
Yep. No, Liz. I thought I got the chance to pick Carolina.
Well, no, you couldn't pick the next person couldn't pick the player the team that the person before picked.
Oh, that's the rule.
So confusing.
It's not that confusing if you guys would shut up and listen.
What game are we on?
If we were talking about cheese, I guarantee everyone would be focused.
All right. Well, Carolina has a better chance. So I'm going to pick Detroit then.
Okay.
That sounds good.
And Mike, you have your pick of the three.
Wait, how can Matt pick Detroit? I thought he automatically defaulted where he has to pick Carolina.
No, he could.
No, because
Mike can have.
We can't can't. There, that's a doubled up because he picked Detroit. So two of you have Detroit. That's not right. Well, he's got to take Carolina. He doesn't have a choice.
But what about Mike?
Mike gets to pick any of the three.
All right.
Mike gets to pick any of the three.
All right. I'll take Carolina.
Matt has to take Carolina.
I already said that they have a chance of losing. It's a trap game.
And Mike, who are you taking?
Well, I'm going with Philadelphia here, obviously, because Chip Kelly is not getting fired this year. He's going to be coach of the Philadelphia Eagles next year. So I'm going for Philadelphia.
So you think – no, but you said who's going to lose?
Who's going to lose? Wait, so you're picking Detroit to lose.
Detroit, Carolina. So you think Detroit's going to lose?
Wait. I can pick anybody to lose?
You can pick anyone. No, you can pick any of the teams, three teams we picked. Green Bay, Carolina, Detroit.
Can I pick Philadelphia to lose?
No.
No, because you already did pick them to lose. You picked Detroit.
I'll go with Detroit to lose.
Okay. All right.
Chip Kelly, you're not getting fired.
Now we are truly being three stupid guys.
I feel really stupid.
This really put the stupid in stupid guys. Okay, next up is New Orleans versus Houston. Mike, you're up.
Houston. J.J. Watt's chopping wood all week. He's like Thanksgiving focus, chopping wood, getting the fire ready for the turkey. J.J. Watt does not lose on Thanksgiving.
I got to back you up. He's gonna think that Drew Brees' leg is a turkey leg and rip it right off. I feel bad for Brees, but he's better. He's done. Russ?
I'm taking Houston.
Man. And Matt?
I hate doing this, but I'm mixing it up. I'm picking New Orleans.
All right.
Even though I think that whole organization is just going to crumble like a house of cards in about one or two games.
Good.
Or they win the division.
I need a little distance between me and Matt. So that's
they're
good.
Coming off of a bye. Don't count the Saints out.
They've fired their defensive coordinator. They've had 2 weeks to get it together.
I can take the lead with this, Russ.
The Mannings. The Mannings are from New Orleans. That's why he's going with it.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
There you go. All right, I'm up next. It's Rams versus Cincy. Cincy's struggling a little bit, but they have enough to beat the Rams. Russell?
Cincy.
Sin City.
How many people do we lose a lot of people in the chat after Liz left?
I definitely would have left the show after Liz left.
I would have left the show after Thanksgiving.
I think Matt kind of left, too. A part of Matt died when she left.
Okay, so back to these picks.
Do we have a clean sweep for Cincinnati?
Hey,
that's Matt's one to get back to the show. Clean sweep.
Hey, isn't this one of those double your number, double your pleasure? No,
eight and a half. It's one eight and a half. Whoa.
Matt, double your pleasure. You still on the whole Liz thing? Let's get back to football. Let's pull back in. Pull it back in. Stay focused. Stay on target.
Okay. Sorry. I saw Cincinnati.
Stay on target.
Can't really.
Matt, you're up next. Speaking of Matt, Vikings versus the struggling Falcons. Falcons struggling.
Oh yeah.
But
it's Russ' pick.
Is it Russ? Did I pick Cincy first?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yep. There's four of us. Never mind. I apologize. Russ, you're up first. It's
you're not used to Russ being here. Usually,
it has thrown me off.
What game is it?
Vikings versus the struggling Atlanta Falcons. The struggling.
I'm gonna take the Vikings.
Okay.
I thought he said Vikings. I just wasn't sure on the other team, but Vikings.
No problem. Matt.
Oh, man. This is a toss-up here.
Matt Laza, who are you picking?
I'm picking the Vikings.
And Mike.
Yeah, I want to get some different picks here from Russ and Matt. I want to go Atlanta. Get a little lead on them. Get something right. But my picks the last couple weeks have been all wrong, so enjoy the wins.
Well, actually, your pick of putting Liz on the show was a pretty good pick. I see you got 1 point for that.
Wow, for Russ to give up a point, he must really have liked the guest. I'm going to go with Atlanta. I think it's at home. They have to win this game. I'm going Atlanta. Next up is Matt. New York Giants.
Matt wants to get Matt wants to give him 10 points.
I'm just trying not to say anything, okay? You know, just for prosperity's sake here, okay? This is still a little light. Good to be a gentleman here. What game are we on?
The Giants.
All right, Ross.
Versus Washington.
Oh, Washington.
Hey, well, at least you have an excuse. I know you're flustered. You're a little, you know. You're thinking of something. Russ is thinking about food, so I can understand when Russ gets confused what game we're on.
Both of us have blood flows moving around our body.
Yeah. So. One's thinking cookout. You're thinking.
Oh, boy.
All right. I'm taking the Giants here. No, wait. Washington had that game with it. Boy, I don't know. Giants. We'll just go with Giants. That was my initial thought.
Liz has Matt thrown off his game.
It's not that bad. I mean, I'm...
You're still red. You're still bright red. I mean...
Hey, at least you're in the right game this time. You got Giants versus Washington, right?
Hold on a second. I just got Ed in the chat room said, is Matt going to paint a painting of Liz?
No, I will not be doing that. I'm still going to remain faithful.
Look, next week there's going to be this picture of, like, Liz on the background with her Chicago Bears jersey, and she's, like, got a mermaid tail. And, you know, Matt's there beside her feeding her little chunks of feta.
I would like to point out though that the cheese I chose was feta to begin with.
I knew that, and I didn't want to bring that up because I figured I go, wow, she picked Matt's cheese. Is that like cleaning the gutters? Pick Matt's cheese, cleaning the gutters.
I don't think I want anything associated with my name and cheese, but that's quite all right.
Jack and Matt, you were ready to say, what a cheesy pick.
Yeah.
You know, Matt, we could have thrown you under the bus, though, if we had to mention that you do like Jack in the Box. You might have, like, terminated everything there, but we kept that a secret.
She said she's a vegetarian, and Jack in the Box tacos can't be classified as meat, so.
Yeah, it's actually half soy. It's actually half soy and half meat.
There you go.
It's like the vegetarians and meat eaters can come together on something.
Yeah, I'm sure you would like that.
Okay, so New York Giants, huh? What do you think, Mike?
Going with Washington or
great division? It's anybody's game.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Giants here, and I'll just leave it at that.
I'm going Washington. I think Kirk Cousins leads this team to victory. He's on fire, except for last week. And Russ?
I'm taking the Giants.
All right, I'm the lone.
I think Jack can gain some ground here.
There you go. Next up, a big game. Big game. Tampa Bay versus the Colts. Tampa Bay playing with some inspired football. Mike, you are up first.
The dreaded Colts. Tampa Bay. Hasselbeck is on a roll. I'm going to go Indianapolis here.
He's undefeated.
My new team to pick each week is now Tampa Bay. I'm picking Tampa Bay because I thought I picked them last week and I didn't, but I'm picking them today. Tampa Bay. Russell.
I'm going to take the Colts.
Wow.
I'm just going to assume you're taking the Colts.
I am. I've taken them every week, even when you guys didn't. So, and I don't feel good that now people are on the Colts bandwagon. So,
Okay, I took Tampa Bay.
I know. So
I'm walking behind the bandwagon. I'm just gonna walk.
But you're the wild card, Jack.
Hey, did you say you're taking the Colts or you're taking Loza? Because they both kind of sounded the same.
Colts. Colts. Jack.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next up is me. Bills versus Kansas City. I told you a couple weeks ago Kansas City will win this division. Kansas City is going to go probably undefeated the rest of the season. Kansas City.
Yeah, I'll take that one with you, Jack. I like the way you think.
They're defensively they're good. Alex Smith just does enough for them not to lose. As long as they don't fall behind and have to depend on him, they'll be fine. But he's, like I said, he just doesn't make mistakes. And he'll beat the Chargers again, and they'll beat the Raiders when they play him. So Kansas City, Matt.
Kansas City. I guess I'm on the KC bandwagon. So,
welcome aboard, Matt.
No, I mean, I agree with what Jack says. Not necessarily what Russ believes in. Just what Jack just said. That's it.
You and your guest are invited on my bandwagon. Do you have a particular guest in mind?
My cat. Meowsers. My cat.
Okay.
So all you guys went KC, so I just want to change it up here. I'm going to go Buffalo, and I'm going to regret next week like I did all my picks this past week. So I'm going to go Buffalo here.
All right. Oakland versus Tennessee, and I believe, Russ, you're up next. Oakland, are they fading Tennessee? Are they peaking? What's going on here? What's going to happen at this game?
I'll take Tennessee.
I'm taking Oakland. Oakland on the road.
Mike.
I will go with the San Diego Raiders.
San Diego Raiders, okay. I'm going to go... Shoot. Man, I can't decide.
Go against your new hometown team.
I'm going Tennessee. I don't know why. Next up is Matt. San Diego Chargers versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. If you would have asked me before the season started, I would have said this was a lock for the Chargers. But, Matt, you can now decide.
Well, I think it's a lock that you guys are going to get the first pick in the draft. I hope it's somebody good. It's just sad that the, you know, just where that franchise is at right now. So that's, I feel true. For you, man.
I feel for me, too. So you're going to the Jags.
I'm going the Jags. Yeah, I hope they lose. I mean, I don't want the Jags to gain any momentum in that division right now. So, just like I want Houston to lose.
Mike?
Yeah, I'm going to go Jacksonville here.
Yeah, even though I'm going to be at the game, I will be picking the Jacksonville Jaguars. Chargers, they can't block. They have no receivers anymore. Gates and Rivers were best friends on the team. Were ready to kill each other. I don't know if you guys saw that.
I heard.
Gates said something. I'm going to kick your backside. But afterwards, people are like making a big deal about it. But if we've all played sports, you know that at one time or another we've talked to people we like and stuff like that, and not a nice tone.
I think the exact words were, "I'm going to kick the bolo tie right off your neck."
I think it was. But anyway, I just think Jacksonville, I'm going to root for the Chargers, but I just don't think they win.
So, wow, so two San Diego games in a year, Jack.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And a losing year at that. So.
A losing year, yeah. So it's there goes my record, 4-2 all time, and two of the games were won, lost in the final play of the game.
Well, I hope they win.
My two losses, final play of the game.
Hopefully, like a true San Diego fan, you will pee in the seats at Jacksonville Stadium.
Just so I can get that smell, I'm gonna fill up a water bottle and just spray it all over the place so I know I'm in San Diego. Because it's supposed to be nice weather, like 73, 74 degrees, which is perfect for me. So I've never been there, so looking forward to it. Just getting out of town, getting away. I don't have to ref this weekend, which is nice. Nice change. Hey, I finally got paid, Russ.
You did?
Well, it's going to be 1 to 3 business days, but at least the money, it wasn't anything we were doing wrong. It was something, a glitch in the system.
How did you find out?
They sent if anyone doesn't know, we ref college hockey games, and I'm one of the few people who haven't been paid in 2 months. And it's one of the glitches. You'll hear, if you listen to the Married Man Show, you'll hear me tell the story about what happened. Anyway, so...
Unfortunately, it's all in pennies, too.
Exactly. Well, they sent it over to a technician. The technician did something, and we did something, and it finally freed up the funds. And no, we're not buying an oven. And you can hear that on the Married Man Show.
So, Jacksonville, it was Matt... Russ, did you pick?
No, Russ is up next, and Russ is going with the Chargers.
I'm taking Jacksonville.
Okay.
Oh.
Next up is...
Mike.
I'm sorry. Miami versus the Jets.
Miami sucks. Jets, automatic. Not wasting any time here.
I don't think the Dolphins win. Russ.
Jets.
J-E-S. Jets. Sweep it clean.
Hey, do we have any games? Do we have any games this week that are 10-plus point spreads?
San Francisco versus Arizona.
Which is the next game.
Very convenient.
So we want to pick it straight and then the point spread?
Sure, let's pick it straight and the point spread.
Pick it straight and then the point spread.
Somebody might want to take San Francisco.
I'll take the Cards, and how many points are they giving?
10.5.
I will take the Cards. So, Cards.
Cards.
Double me up on that one.
Well, this is fun.
Double it down. Never get
Matt. Someone's giddy over there.
Yeah, he is.
happiest podcasting ever.
I'm also going to pick the Cards and.
I can see Matt for the next 2 weeks listening to the same podcast over and over again. And Matt's wife goes, Matt, what are you listening to? You got this big smile on your face. Oh, nothing. Just a podcast. Just a sports podcast, you know.
No, don't listen to it. Don't listen to it, sweet. That's mine.
No. It's my podcast. No.
I'm actually going to take San Francisco.
They talk about meat in it. You wouldn't like it.
So. It's all meat-based.
So you're taking Cards San Francisco?
Yep.
Okay. And Michael?
Yeah, one team has Blaine Gabbert, one team does not. I'm going to go Arizona here.
So Card sweep?
Yep.
All right, next up is Russ. Pittsburgh versus the Seattle Seahawks.
I'll take who's favored?
Seattle. Seattle by 4.5.
I'll take Seattle.
I'm taking Seattle as well. I think they're going to rate whatever they can wrong. And I want Pittsburgh to lose. Hear that, Steelers fans? Boo.
Boo, Steelers, boo. And Mike?
Yeah, I just want to give a chance for Jack to catch up here, so I'm going to go Pittsburgh.
Really? I wrote down Seattle. Thank you.
Yeah, I feel bad for you, so I want to give you a chance to catch up to third place.
Just don't make drunk picks.
You don't have to.
That's all my picks are.
Are you drinking beer today? Do you have a beer?
Cheers, sir.
There you go. All right.
Totally called that. Mm-hmm.
Don't change the subject, Matt. I'm trying to throw this on Mike now.
Mike and his alcoholism.
We got the Pats versus Broncos. I think Matt's up first. And Matt, somebody you know said she thinks this is the first week that the Pats lose. Will you go with that pick?
I don't know. I can't really trust her because she really likes the Pats too. So. Oh no. Okay.
We've got a kink in the relationship already.
There's no kinks and there's no relationships. I think the Patriots win. I just don't see Denver pulling off the win here. I could see them being blindsided a little bit in the first half and Denver thinking that they have it, but I don't know. I just can't see the Patriots losing.
All right, Mike.
Yeah, the next time Patriots are going to lose is maybe like 2018, 2019. They're going to just sub in small white guys. I think John Clayton will be the top receiver for them in the next the playoffs.
Hey, look,
so I'm going to go Patriots here.
I'm going to tell you right now, I could do better. If John Clayton lines up for the Patriots, I will play for the other team for free and take the 15-yard penalty and hit. I'll cheap shot him. I don't care.
We got Ronnie Lott here. Taking him out.
I will chop off my finger, stay in the game, just to take John Clayton out.
What if John Clayton lined up for the Chargers and they happened to be playing the Raiders? Would you become a Raider to do that?
Yes.
Wow.
not even a hesitation. I'm gonna say Denver wins this game. It's at home. Belichick doesn't really know. I mean, it's easier when you can, you know, Peyton Manning's in there because you know how to defend him and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Doesn't know that much about Brock, so I'm going Denver. I think our guest said that Denver had a chance, so I'm going with what our guest said.
Go with the smart girl.
You don't go against Osweiler at home. Never bet against Osweiler.
No. He's on fire.
Take that money to the bank.
And Russell, are you breaking up your cheese?
One. Yeah, I'm opening it up.
I'm going to have some mozzarella now.
Couldn't wait till the break.
We only have one more pick until the meeting.
We're 5 minutes from a break.
And the final game. The final game. And let's see. I believe it'll be Mike. Mike, I'm sorry. B-more versus Cleveland Flacco. We forgot to talk about this. Flacco, Sacco, done for the year.
Done.
The Monday Night Football matchup we've all been waiting for. Matt Leinart versus Josh McCown.
Yeah, Johnny Manziel is benched again because he's having too much fun on the weekends.
Jonathan Football has reverted back to Johnny Football.
Well, someone made a good point. They said, you know, Gronkowski goes out and does this every weekend. Goes out and parties, has a good time. But, unfortunately, Gronkowski produces on the field. Johnny Manziel doesn't.
And we talked about it last week. Gronkowski is like Frankenstein, right?
He is. So. I think he is.
This is just kind of one of those life hack kind of things that I figured out, is that most people, 9 times out of 10, I don't offend anybody here, but guys named Johnny are just not good. They're just not good news, okay?
Don't they try to be good?
There's only a few Johnnies that can actually be good.
Only a few Johnny be good?
Yeah. Johnny Five.
I was going to say.
But there's very few and far between. Most Johnnies are just outright.
Johnny Carson.
Okay, he's on the good side, but, you know, he had a dark side.
He did have a dark side.
And
I'm taking offense here. My middle name is John, so I'm never bringing Liz Loza back on the show.
But, Mike, you don't go by Mike Johnny Miami.
No, it's Miami Mike.
Right. Mike Johnny Miami would be a complete jerk on this show. All right, guys. It's my show now.
You could be fist pumping all night. What a total D-bag. Like
that's just what I have.
I'm Johnny. He is drinking beer on the show. So he's got the whole Johnny thing going on.
Yeah.
So but I stay away from Johnny Walker. Just beer.
See? Johnny's, man. I'm telling you. Look out for him.
Well, the Outsiders, got to do it for Johnny, man. Do it for
exactly.
Johnny. Matt Damon's greatest scene ever. Got to do it for Johnny, man.
Johnny. Exactly.
I say that to this day. I've probably said it a million times. And most people look at me like, because they're younger now, they look at me and I go, I don't get it.
So everybody,
the Outsiders, I don't get it.
Everybody should note that. We've been trying to get the Warriors guy on for 2 years.
Yeah.
Who brought the first guest on the show? Miami Mike.
Yeah, you did. Well, why don't you work on getting the Warriors guy?
Oh, no,
go out and play. Because I'm having fun.
My name's Johnny.
Was that his name on this? No.
Anyway. No, it wasn't, but I'm just saying, hey, look out for Johnny's.
Mike, are you going to make a pick?
Are we still making picks here? I thought we moved on to cheese talk and, like, Warriors talk. I'm going to go to Cleveland here.
Russ already finished his cheese.
He's moved on to his hamburger.
No, I'm also going Cleveland. Russ, you're going with?
Hold on a second. I got to cut the cheese.
Nice, nice.
Wow. Yeah, glad this is at the end of the show when it doesn't think as bad. Let's close the door.
I'll take Cleveland.
Cleveland.
All right, sweep it.
Cleveland, and that's it for our show. Thanks.
The Browns.
All right, guys, good show. I'd like to thank everyone who joined us in the chat. Looked like a lively chat going on today. Didn't seem like anybody was yelling at each other, so that's even better.
We had Ed Smith, we had Freak 009.
And Colleen, even.
Colleen was in there for a second.
A rare Colleen appearance.
She was like, what am I doing here? What am I doing here?
This is a Survivor.
By one of the bottom girls.
And our did Sporting Becky show up?
Because there was ref controversy this week, she tried to avoid all social media.
Yeah, what was the deal with that, the timeout thing? I mean, the two-second thing. Not that I guess
yeah, the guy fell out of bounds. You think the clock would stop because he fell out of bounds? They're like,
well, they were trying. They did, and like I said, the thing that bothers me more than anything is they take the time. They took the time to review it, right? To play?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No, I thought they took time to review it.
Not the 2 seconds at the end of the game. They called it the end of the game. That was it.
Well, couldn't they review it if they wanted to see if he got out of bounds?
No, the referees ran off the field. They were done.
Huh. Okay.
That's why I said I was like going, what in the world? Like he rolled out of bounds. No one touched him. Why didn't they stop it?
Yeah, because I wasn't watching. I was watching it on my computer with no sound. I was watching the Aztec game. I was watching two things at once.
And you were doing three podcasts at a time.
Yeah. And I said, well, it looked like he got out of bounds. Why didn't the clock stop in 2 seconds? And then I heard the explanation, well, he was on touch, so he forced himself to go out of bounds backwards. And so that's whole moving forward, forward progress. But it came out today and said the clock should have stopped in 2 seconds. But then I guess there was a quick whistle against the Patriots, and I don't know. It's just the
quick whistle? You'd never know anything about that, Jack.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, classic Broncos-Chargers game.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I did it in a hockey game a couple weeks ago, so.
Hey, we all have a quick whistle sometimes.
Exactly. I think you had yours today, right?
all right, so.
I wonder what Matt's going to be doing in our five-minute break.
Hold on, Russ. I'm not giving you 5 minutes because you'll be gone for an hour and a half. We'll take a two-minute break.
Are you going to have to re-invite me, or can I stay on the screen?
No, it's a different podcast. It's a different podcast.
Can we wait to talk about this when we're off the air?
Yeah, we can. And join us off the air for Walking Dead. And, Jack, you didn't mention anything about Patreon, but, if you like this podcast.
I forgot all about it. We started talking with Liz. If you like this podcast and the other podcasts like this, you can help sponsor us by going to Patreon.com, go to Jan Jack. You can make any kind of donation you want. There's $1, $5, $15, and different things going on.
Can you donate cheese?
You can donate cheese if you like, or you could go to iTunes, go to Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys, and I just encourage people, if you have four or less, just don't waste your time. just give us a 5-star review. I know it sounds like I'm begging and being demanding, but it's all we have. So just go give us a 5-star review and say, hey, I like these guys. They get off topic sometimes, but that's what I like. I don't want this a diehard sports talk show. I want a little cheese talk. I want a little bit of flirting.
I love cheese. I love MASH. Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn. There we go. And also, if you saw my tweet today, we're still trying to get Jimmy Kimmel on the Lost podcast. I'm not giving up. It's been 4 weeks now. I've kind of been ignored. I'm kind of taking it personal. But that's okay. I can deal with it. Go on. If you have a Twitter account and you're following Jay and Jack, just find the tweet to Jimmy Kimmel and just retweet it and like it if you can. That'd be great. Also, at this time, we'd like to thank a couple special Patreons. We got Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Rickner Gladfelter, who have helped us out in other ways. So that's it, I think. That's all I got. We have The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys next. The Merry Man's back. It's up. The Amazing Race with Jack and Cindy. Survivor with Colleen, Jay, and Jack. Leftovers, which has been fantastic. If you haven't watched The Leftovers, guys, go watch The Leftovers. It's been an amazing season, and the last episode was just amazing. Great acting all around and writing. Let's see. We got – what else are we – we're doing a Ramblecast.
And you can get everything on the Whole Enchilada feed.
Enchilada feed. Yeah, that's even easier for me than trying to have to remember all these podcasts. But that's it. That's all we got. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
See you next week.
Great show, kids.
All right. Bye, guys.